standing at the throne. We are clothed in the glory of your righteousness. We're clothed in the crown. We are freely justified by faith and abundantly pardoned. We are forever perfected in your righteousness. We do wear the glorious robe. We come stand before you, the lily of the valley, the beautiful, glorious perfection of the Father's grace, that not even Solomon in all of his glory could be arrayed like you. Today we stand in the midst of your perfected grace. We stand in the midst of the stillness, the peace, the wrath, the tranquility. An acknowledgement, it's not by our might, not by our power, but by your Spirit. Today, we receive the yoke that's easy. Today, wisdom giveth unto our head the ornament of grace, the crown of the lily, the perfected wreath. Today, as a body, we mount up on the wing of a great eagle as you lift us up into the realm of the Father of light. Father, we all come before you saying, Abba, Abba, Father. Today, we are found in you today. Today, we've come through the blood of the Lamb, who come through the door, the way, the truth, the life. We stand in your love today, as you have not given us the spirit of fear, dysfunction. You have not authored an orphan spirit within us, but you author love, dunamis power, love and soundness of heart, soundness of mind. You clothe us in soundness. You clothe us in security. You clothe us in wholeness. You clothe us today in your great love for us. Thank you for all the love you've shown towards the tender mercies, the loving kindnesses that are better than life. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for purging the orphan. Thank you for restoring us to our right of sonship, our right to stand in a state of reconciliation with you. We could sing and do sing of your love forever. We receive your love. We receive the oneness. Your glory, Lord, you have given us. As we are in you, you are in the Father that you have given us standing. Today, Father, we set our hearts, we set our compass upon the realm of joint heirs, knowing that we are sons, that sons that were heirs. And if heirs were joint heirs, we stand before you, the Father of light. Every good gift and perfect gift is emanating out of you. We stand before you that was, that is, and is to come. And today you grant us the great grace, grace upon grace, the grace to rule and reign in this life in Christ, the grace of joint heirship. Today we step in to the realm. We step in and we ascend the stairwell. We ascend the stairwell of the throne room of the dispensation of the crown. We come up. Today we follow you, Lord. That where you are, there we are also. You stand as the heir of all things. Today we are raised together with you. Today we are made to sit together with you. Today we follow you in as you are seated far above the principalities and the powers of this age. We have ascended far above the principalities and the powers of this age as we ascend into this stairwell. In the same way you were raised with glory and honor, today we are raised with the same honor, clothed in the same glory. Today we put off all reproach, all dishonor. Today we receive, as the angels come out, we receive the vestures of royalty. We receive the robes of honor. We receive the glorious robes of glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. You're our exceeding great shield. And you do clothe us in the joint heirship, the royalty. For this king shall joy in your strength, O God. And in your salvation we shall greatly rejoice. For you have given us our heart's desire and not withhold in the request of our lips. For you have come out this day to meet us with a blessing of goodness, to set the crown of pure gold upon our head. We ask life of thee, and you have given it to us forevermore. You clothe us with the vestures of royalty. My royal, you have laid upon us. We receive the honor coming out from the crown. We receive the glory, the robe, see the new robe coming around. We receive the crowning now. Join air, raised together with you, crowned with glory and honor. You do set us over the works of your hands. We join in the position of dominion, making us have dominion. Dominion today. We enter into the realm of dominion. We are this day clothed in the dominion. This day we receive the very crown that you wear, Lord. The crown composed of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience. The crown that is composed of the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. We receive the dominion. We see the dominion. We feel the dominion. We're clothed in the dominion. Glory, honor, majesty, dominion and might. The spirit of might. The spirit of glory. The seven inheritances that are accompanying the crown. Clothe this day in power. Dunamis power, generational wealth, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom, honor, glory, blessings. Today we are clothed in the glory. Today we are where you are, seated together. Together we are seated together. We sit down together with you. We sit down in the throne of royalty. I am royalty in you. I belong to the lineage of Judah. I am, we are of the house of Philadelphia. And you open, having the key to the house. Clothing us in the house, clothing us in the treasury, clothing us in the crown, clothing us in the dominion, clothing us. We sit down in the throne with you. We join with you as inheritor heirs. We are inheritor heirs. We preach inheritance. We breathe inheritance. We receive inheritance. We see inheritance. We are of the house and the lineage of David, in which you reside as king forevermore. Unto us a son has been given, unto us a child has been born, and the government is upon your shoulder. and the increase of this government and peace, there is no end. For the key of the house of the David is upon your shoulders, and the increase of it, there is no end. Upon the throne, you establish it henceforth and forevermore. Now and forevermore, we sit down now with you and forevermore. We sit heirs. We sit down as joint heirs. We sit down clothed in glory, clothed in dominion, clothed in royalty, clothed in authority. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to you as the appointed heir. We enter into the authority of your name. We enter into the dominion of your name. We enter into that name that is above every name. We enter into the glory of that name, the beauty of that name, the authority of that name. We enter into the standing of king. We are a royal priesthood, called out of darkness to show forth the praises of you. Translated us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We wear the crown you wear. We sit upon the throne you sit upon. You've shared your throne. You've given us your position to join with you, to rule and to reign. I hear the elders. Now is the time the king and the priest will reign in the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 for the whole earth shall be filled with the glory. You've given us authority, dominion, to walk up and down in your name and to and fro the earth. We are this day possessors of heaven and possessors of the earth. We are possessors of the crown, the first fruits thereof, clothed in the majestic glory, clothed in the royalty. Receive that robe right there. Daughter, you are a king. I receive that robe. Receive. Say, I am royalty. I am joint heir. This day, I'm clothed with a majestic glory. This day, this is important. I receive the honor. I lay aside all dishonor. I lay aside all reproach. I lay aside the former image. I embrace the image of joint heirs. You've raised me up. You found me as an orphan. You found me when I was lost. You saved me with the blood. You reconciled me to the Father's love. Now you keep raising us up higher and higher and higher on the wings of the ethereal elevation spirit that on the wings of a great eagle, you lift us up in to the realms of joint heirs, now royal authority and dominion. You maketh me to have dominion over the works of your hands. You make me have dominion over the field, dominion over Jericho, dominion over the city, dominion over my home. You may, and you set all things under my feet. Now this is important. All things must come under your feet. You must be in an elevated position with him where all of the circumstances are now under your feet. Storms are under your feet. Circumstances are under your feet. Jericho is under your feet. The world system is under your feet. Stronghold is under your feet. Fear is under your feet. Bondage is under your feet. Dysfunction is under your feet. Poverty, debt, lack, need, and destruction. You're under my feet now. Sometimes I like to stand and a stump on it when I'm feeling the authority, sickness, disease, infirmity. You're under my feet. You have no authority. Today, I sit as joint heir with Christ. Today, I'm clothed in joint heir royalty. You see, as you keep seeing it and you keep saying it, and you just keep hurting, you start feeling it. That's what I'm talking about. And what it does, it gets on you. And when it's on you, you're getting ready to take all this back into the earth. You're getting ready to speak from this realm while you're in the earth. You're ready, and the angels are with you. They're going with you. The Lord's going with you. The Father's going with you. The crown of the seven spirits of God are going with you. The ark's going with you. The Lord Jesus himself. I and my Father will make our abode. God with us. You see that? You feel that? How many of you feeling that? Say amen. How many of you feeling the dominion? See, you gotta get to the dominion. You get all the other stuff off. You get in the authority. And so you're feeling that. Sometimes I'll go around and around that thing until I feel that authority. And then we go down to Jordan. We go down. So that is about the Jericho. We go down to Jericho. We draw the circumference of the city. Take the promised land, the kingdom of God. We take that land by force, authority, and dominion. You may have suffered violence, but you will take that realm by force from this place. The thief come, he has no place. Today we are clothed. So, closing this session. Next week we're going to go right here, right down in. You want to move in the joint airship. You want to get clothed in that honor, clothed in that glory, clothed in that dominion, which is the crown. Seven horns of omnipotent dominion, seven spirits of God. I like to feel him coming around. I like to feel the authority, feeling the dominion. You want to feel the elevated position where all things are under your feet, where you've been raised together. You'll feel that. You're already, many of you are feeling elevated. That elevated position is what causes your faith to move into realms it couldn't move in before. It causes authority and dominion. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this training day. Thank you, we're feeling clothed. We're feeling the glory on us. We're feeling the strength and the might. Seven spirits of God are with us. The seven inheritances are with us. You are with us. The Father is with us. I'll start sensing the angels that are surrounding the ministering flames of fire. They're all getting ready to go down with you into the earth. You'll feel that. You'll feel it on you. In fact, I just come down to the earth. I speak to the storm. I set the crown over this house. I stand over this house this day, and we set the crown as the armed forces have gone in front of us. The ministering flames of fire do now surround the Father's house. Chariots of fire and horsemen thereof, flames of fire circling, encompassing the house, encompassing our garden, encompassing our realm of authority. Encompassing, you are now a wall of fire about as I step down. And when I do, I like to stand down into the promised land. I stand down into this house. This is a promised land. I see the wall of fire around about us. I see the ground is set down. I see the angels that are with us. Father, thank you for releasing today as I stand over the house. Release this day the angels of restoration. Release this day the warriors. Release this day the breakers. Release this day the angels, the healing angels. Release this day the angels of the promised land and angels of inheritance, the messengers. Release them. The angels of restoration. Let the angels that ascend and descend now commence with Jacob's ladder. Let the commencement of Jacob's ladder in this house the continual commencement of the angels that ascend and descend. Let the angel that create the wall of fire around this house, the glory in our midst, ministering flames that stretch into the heavens. Let there be liberty. Let there be freedom. Let there be breakthrough. Let debt, poverty, lack, need, destruction be severed and broken. Let all infirmity, sickness, disease, and every curse be removed from this house. Let there be increase. Let there be multiplication. Let there be a house of salvation, a house of intercession, a house of worship, a house of creative miracles, a house of deliverance, a house of benevolence, a house of discipleship. Let there be an apostolic house that receives and sends, receives and sends. Let there be the table of the Lord, the glorious table, the King's table. Let it be stretched through this altar. Let the servants of the Lord rise to join heirs, that they move from the orphans to sons and daughters, and sons and daughters to heirs, that they may sit and stand at this table ready to serve it to the world. Ready to serve to all that's coming in. The nations are coming in, saith the Lord. Ministers are coming in. Pastors are coming in. I will set authority in this house. I will set my dominion in this house. People will walk in and feel the dominion. They'll feel it. They'll know, hear the sound of wisdom. I will set my bless that all who honor this house, I will honor them. Because I will stand with you. I and my Father will make our abode in the midst of this promised land. Thy kingdom now come, Father, thy will now be done. Release this table to begin multiplying. Release this table, for now is the time of the birthing. Now is the time of the kingdom. Now is the time of the house of David coming out from the heaven, the throne coming out, the crown coming out, the treasuries coming out, the wisdom coming out, the authority coming out, the table coming out, the dominion coming out. I command every mountain that's resisted us over these years to bow down, collapse this day. Be thou removed. Let the walls of Jericho fall. Let there be meat and wine and bread, the children's bread. Let there be health and home. Put your hand over your body if you have an infirmity. If you have an infirmity or pain anywhere in your body, I take authority over that. I take authority over cancer. I take authority now from the realm of heaven over COVID. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of this house. Father, I see a day as soon as they walk into the perimeter, they'll be healed without a man touching them. It'll be a perimeter. As soon as they pass the perimeter, their body's made whole. We're entering now the days, the beginning days of joint heirship. Now I see the angels of restoration flowing. We saw these angels releasing 3 or 4 weeks ago. People started coming. Restoration started happening. Miracles started happening. Today, release them all over this congregation. Release them over our children. Release them over our finances, over our body. Release them over this house. Restore the years. I call for the restoration of the years that the enemy stole from this house, stole from our children, stole from us. If a thief be found, he'll restore sevenfold. Now when you get in this realm, you can speak because you have authority. You'll feel the authority. You know, the enemy knows when you have authority too. They know it. They know it. Because you're not speaking out of your own authority. You're speaking from the realm you came out of. That's how the mountains move. And then you can take it further, the skilled in advancement, moving out into the realm of perambulation. Moving out into a new day. Moving a new day into the earth. Woo! Glory to God! This is how we fight our battles. As in heaven, Chris. Woo! How many of you feel that? How many of you feel strong? Oh, you get your mouth working. You get your spirit working. You get in position. You get authority. You get some victory in the house.